Well, you might have wondered about that fa sol la business you were hearing. Let me explain a little bit about shape note singing. The well-known sight reading technique of solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, assigns a particular syllable to each pitch in a scale and has been used for centuries to teach singers how to sing from musical notation. Early American singing masters simplified the system to four notes, fa, sol, la, and mi. A major scale was sung fa, sol, la, mi, fa. Once the singers could find their keynote fa and the leading tone mi on the page, they knew where the other notes were with respect to these anchors and were ready to sing or to read music. To help them out further, music printers assigned a different note shape to each of the four singing syllables, thereby sparing the singers the mental strain of having to figure out which syllables to sing. Shape note singers used tune books rather than hymnals. Hymnals were pocket-sized books with texts only. Tune books were large, oblong-shaped books with hard covers. 9 inches by 6 inches was a typical size, often running to over 400 pages. They included both music and text and were introduced by an extended essay on the rudiments of singing. Each song was known by the name given to its tune, like Holy Manna, rather than but the title drawn from the text, like Brethren We Have Met to Worship. The author of the well-known hymn, Come You Sinners Poor and Needy, was the 18th century Calvinist minister, Joseph Hart. His works included Hart's Hymns, a much-loved hymn book amongst evangelical Christians, throughout its lifetime of over 200 years. In 1835, Come You Sinners Poor and Needy was set to music by William Singin' Billy Walker, who included the hymn in the shape note hymn and tune book, The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion. This collection became one of the most popular Southern tune books in the 19th century. In 1867, Walker claimed over 600,000 copies had been sold.
I wanted to let you know there's a spot towards the end where I'm going to start clapping. And that's your invitation to start clapping too. I know that feels crazy in this very fancy place, but you're going to want to clap by then, and it's part of your grade. So if you don't clap, I have to give you a 0 for clapping, and that's the saddest thing ever, okay? So when the time comes, clap with us, right?
Mm-hmm. We do that in church.